This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Texans got some free agents they're going to have to make some decisions on. We expect J.D. Clowney to be franchise tagged. It's day two of the window in which the Texans can do that. Kareem Jackson, Tyrann Mathieu, the two most prominent free agents that Brian Gain will have to decide on. Without further ado, Texans Think No Fear, free agent edition, things that we think, things that we know, and things that we fear about the current Texans free agents. Get it started, J-Lo.
All right, I think they're not going to break the bank in free agency. And that's not because I don't think they have a desire. So this is just kind of a generic one, not on a particular player, so to speak. But it's not because the Texans don't have a desire to add players and assets via free agency. I don't think that big ticket item is really there. I mean, like who are some of the, who are some of the, like, it's a weak class for cornerbacks. We know that. That's been talked about. I mean, Tampa Bay is going to franchise the best tackle out there, or at least one of the best tackles out there. You know, who's the big let's go get him guy? I don't think there's really one. Is there? Am I missing something?
No, it's going to come down to the scouting department, and it's going to be a situation where they make a signing and we say, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
We didn't think much of that at the time, but that guy really came out there and balled out.
Almost going to have to be like in retrospect.
It's going to be a situation on the other end of things where you overpay a guy like Aaron Colvin and you hope that he can be something that he's never shown you he can be and that
there's
he can
really
take
not
to the
even
next level.
Aaron Colvin.
And he's not.
I know he didn't pan out, but there's really not even one of those out there.
I think
the top free agents are in positions they don't really need.
Yeah, and a lot of them are going to stay with their team because these guys don't typically hit the market.
I mean, they're not going to go get Nick Foles,
That would be that's something nobody's talking about for sure. I don't think anybody's talking about that possibility.
Nobody's talking about Guy.
Yeah.
I think that the Honey Badger is going to get a lot of attention from Tampa Bay.
I think you're right.
And a lot and a lot and a lot of attention, and there's just too much writing on the wall. Bruce Arians was his former coach in Arizona. He's the coach there now. Todd Bowles was his defensive coordinator in Arizona. He's the defensive coordinator there. And he also happens to be the stepfather of Tyrann Mathieu's baby mama and girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And Andre Ellington, he's willing to bring in his former guys, just as he did yesterday when he signed the former Texans running back, Andre Ellington. There's an Andre Ellington. There's a Bruce Ellington. You know what I mean? But he's bringing in his former guys. So all signs point to that. I think Tampa Bay is not only going to have a chance at Tyrann Mathieu, I think that there could be some tiebreakers in their favor. And I think if they go in on Tyrann Mathieu and they're as aggressive as it looks like they're going to be, we could start out free agency 19 days from now with the Texans basically deciding on Kareem Jackson by default because the Honey Badger's already in Tampa Bay.
I think he's also been rumored a lot lately, the last couple of days, with San Francisco, which I find interesting. I've seen Tyrann Mathieu. That would just be a money grab, right? That would just be...
I mean, they got Jimmy Garoppolo coming back.
Well, that's true.
They were a popular pick last year to make the playoffs, but they lost their quarterback. Kyle Shanahan's out there. So, I mean, and they're also linked with Antonio Brown as well. So I think San Francisco's going to make a few splashes. So we'll see.
I know, as much as I just said, it's not a great class for cornerbacks. I think they're going to sign at least one, probably two cornerbacks. I know that's a priority in the draft and a sleeper first-round pick in the draft, but I just think they need help. I don't know. I think they're going to cut bait with Kevin Johnson. Isn't he a $0 cap hit?
Yep.
And I think they're going to cut bait there. And they're going to bring in – now, whether it's going to be – I mean, there's any number of cornerbacks out there that are just good workman-like, could contribute type cornerbacks. No big ticket items, but I think they're going to bring at least one in.
I know that they're going to be looking at a running back. I know that the Texans will be looking at playmakers. And we sit here and we talk about cornerbacks and we talk about tackles. Yeah. I think the Texans will bring in another receiver and they're going to bring in another running back. And keep an eye on Tevin Coleman out there in Atlanta. I think mm-hmm. that he can be had for the right price. I know people are throwing out Le'Veon Bell's name. Too expensive. Tevin Coleman, right now the projection, 4 years, $20 million. Guy who hasn't gotten to really shine because they have Freeman in front of him out there. Mm-hmm. Tevin Coleman's a guy who could add another element. You bring him in with Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman. Keep an eye on Tevin Coleman because the Texans will be adding playmakers. I think we've seen the end of Alfred Blue. Finally.
I think you're right, but of course, it's kind of hard.
You can't die.
It's kind of hard to predict that and bet on it.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Exactly. Bill O'Brien does not.
I fear it's not necessarily directly Texans related. I mean, I fear the Colts. I just have that sinking feeling in my gut that the Colts are going to go out there and get a big, big thorn in the side for the Texans. I mean, they
got bread.
They got the most bread. They got the most money of any team in the NFL to spend. They're not going to spend it all, but they can spend a lot of it.
I fear that the Texans aren't going to increase their insurance policy. And it's one thing to ride around. You can ride around for a year without insurance and not get in a car wreck. And you can look back and say, you know what? No, I've always had insurance. I'm just saying there might be some people who don't have insurance, or there are people who have insurance, and at the end of the year you say, why do I even have this? Because I'm a good driver, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Deshaun Watson last year played every single game. He was on the field. Even if he had to take a bus to Jacksonville, Deshaun Watson was on the field. But your insurance policy behind Deshaun Watson was Brandon Bleepin' Whedon.
Yeah.
Brandon Bleepin' Whedon. Nobody wants
good
to see Brandon Whedon. No, he's not. Nobody wants to see Brandon Whedon play football. Nobody wants to see that.
I want
to
see him play football.
So just because you were able to drive around uninsured without a wreck for a year doesn't mean that you don't need to increase your insurance policy. We believe in Deshaun Watson. We know Deshaun Watson's tough, but chances are he could miss a game or two just because of the way he plays and what's asked of him. So rather than having an insurance policy that's about a 42-year-old Brandon Whedon, who was about 30 when he came into the league, go out there and get a guy like a Tyrod Taylor. If Blake Bortles gets released, bring in a guy like Blake Bortles. Increase your insurance and policy. Don't do this Brandon Whedon thing.
That's not a bad take. It really is not. As much as we had fun with the Brandon Whedon thing yesterday,
I was trying to move past that.
It's something like, you know, look, clearly, and I said this yesterday, clearly Bill O'Brien likes Brandon Whedon. He's a solid, know his job, know his role guy. But that doesn't mean, I mean, you need another quarterback. I mean, you just absolutely need another quarterback. And maybe there's a flyer in the late rounds that they just draft and they keep Whedon, no offense, but they keep Whedon and develop another young guy behind him. Or maybe they go out and get a Tyrod Taylor.
I mean, Brandon Whedon's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a very smart guy. If you're telling me that the backup quarterback's not going to play at all,
mm-hmm.
then and you can assure me that, Brandon Whedon's a perfect backup. I'm sure he's great in the film room. I'm sure he helps Deshaun Watson out a lot. But if you're telling me the guy's going to have to actually play, no thank you.
Oh, that's fair, but he would be great with another young quarterback, too. You know, you got Deshaun there ahead of him. There's Whedon, you know, the insurance policy, as you talked about. But then there's a young quarterback that, I mean, who better to learn from than a guy that just managed to stay in the league? And, you know, he's got that rocket arm, but he knows the ways of being a backup.
You believe in drafting quarterbacks.
I do believe in drafting quarterbacks.
So, I mean, maybe someone in the late rounds the Texans see and they decide they want to develop him as well behind Deshaun Watson.
I think every third year minimum you should draft a quarterback. Because you need the depth, maybe you don't have a quarterback. You know, the Texans were in this situation before they got Deshaun Watson. You know, no matter who you sign, whether it's Fitzpatrick, Hoyer, whomever, every third year you got to draft a quarterback.
What do you think the biggest discussions right now are between Brian Gain and Bill O'Brien?
Clearly, the obvious ones, the offensive line and the and quarterback position. What do you think is a sneaky position that they're prioritizing? Do you think it's quarterback?
No, I think it's wide receiver.
I think it's defensive tackle.
I think it's a fourth wide receiver. I think it could be somebody who could line up on the inside, someone who can line up on the outside. So it's weird because we hear the word versatile. We mm-hmm. hear it on the offensive line. We hear it on the defensive line. We hear it at linebacker. We hear the Texans talk about it all the time. We don't really hear it that much at receiver. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, as soon as Kiki Kuti's out, like, who's going to line up in the slot? There were times
they
where Ryan Griffin
one,
was lining up in
one
the slot.
Thing, yeah.
Yeah. So with all where versatility matters the most, I think is at receiver. I think that They prioritize it too much on the offensive line. I'm tired of hearing about versatility on the offensive line. I'm not saying it's not important.
Mm-hmm.
Give me one guy who can do one thing very well.
Yes, and have that one job that they just covet.
That's
it. Now, interior lineman is different than outside lineman. I think it's good to be versatile. You know, play center and both guards. But that's not really that big of a difference. Although lineman will probably curse me out for saying that, but it's really not. I think their sneaky priority is defensive tackle. Keep in mind, they're
too fat.
They're free agents. Christian Covington and Brandon Dunn are...
He's not fat.
Well, I mean, he's big. They're both fat and big.
They can't. As soon as Seth said this, mm-hmm. and when Seth said this, it's brilliant because a guy who played the position who understands, as soon as the quarterback gets free, he can look to his left or right and see Clowney or Watt coming.
Right.
And the guy on the inside on the pass rush isn't getting to him. Like, just think about this. And I'm going to talk about Romeo Crennel at noon because I'm starting to become skeptical about Romeo Crennel. And I want you to tell me if I'm being too harsh. We're also going to have Stanford Rout weigh in on this. J.J. Watt had 16 sacks last year. J.D. Clowney had 9.
Mm-hmm.
That's 25 sacks.
Right.
The rest of the team had 18.
Yeah.
And the most after Clowney and Watt was Whitney Merciless with 4.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse for that. Tyrann Mathieu had 3 sacks. That was sixth most on the team.
Yeah.
And he was only off by a half sack of having the fourth most.
Mm-hmm.
No excuse for that.
They're free agents. Brandon Dunn.
He'll be back.
Yeah, but how much confidence do you have? And I'm saying, you know, I think that's a priority for them to get a plus player inside the two ends. Covington's more of an end, but he can play inside. Carlos Watkins, same thing. But Watkins is going to be a third-year player, second-year player. Covington is, like the guy, but he
you want to make a splash right now?
Let's make a splash.
Can I interest you in a splash?
Let's make a splash.
I'm going to make a splash, and I'm going to improve what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
I'll do it next. It's In the Loop on Sports Radio 610.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.